Because here's the truth, waiting is part of becoming, and the delay, it's not a denial, it's divine preparation. Hi family, welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm Katie Lee, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. You're not just a listener, you're part of a growing community that believes in transformation, healing, and hope. This space was created to remind you that no matter what you've been through, you are not alone, and your story is still unfolding with purpose. In our last episode, we talked about living boldly and fearlessly, how courage isn't about having it all figured out, but about choosing to move forward, even when fear whispers, stay stuck. And today, we're stepping into another layer of that courage, trusting God's timing. But what happens after we take the bold step of faith and things still don't move? What do we do when the doors stay closed, the progress feels slow, and the answers feel out of reach? The truth is, we live in a culture that expects instant results, especially after hardship. But real healing, true transformation, it doesn't happen overnight. It unfolds slowly, intentionally, on God's timing, not ours. And learning to trust Him in the waiting is often where the deepest growth begins. So whether you're in a season of waiting, healing, rebuilding, or simply trying to trust again, this message is for you. This is your reminder that you are not being overlooked. You're being prepared. Because here's the truth, waiting is part of becoming. And the delay, it's not a denial, it's divine preparation. Let's talk about what it really means to trust God's timing. Because waiting is hard. We pray, we believe, we take bold steps of faith, and sometimes nothing seems to move. We start to ask, God, did I miss it? Did I hear you wrong? Why is this taking so long? When progress is slow or silence stretches longer than we expected, it's easy to feel discouraged, even disqualified. But here's what I've learned through my own journey. God's silence is not His absence. It might feel like everything around you is quiet, but behind the scenes, God is still writing, still shaping, still aligning. Trusting God means believing that every delay, every not yet, and every silent season has purpose. Ecclesiastes 3:1 reminds us, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So why do we struggle with waiting? We live in a world of instant everything, same day delivery, one click decisions, answers on demand. So when God's timeline don't move as fast as we like, impatience sneaks in. It's especially hard when we feel like we've already endured so much. After hardship or disappointment, we often want the next chapter to come quickly. It's natural to want immediate relief. You see, I get it. I've been there too. There was a time I prayed and felt like nothing changed. I kept asking, God, did you forget about me? But what I didn't realize was while I was waiting, God was working. He was preparing something in me before releasing what was ahead of me. God was developing my endurance. He was deepening my trust. And He was fine-tuning the vision so that I would be ready to carry it when the time was right. So here's the shift I want you to hold on to. Waiting is not a punishment. It's preparation. It's not the end of your story. It's forming your next chapter. Here are two biblical truths. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. Psalms 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. These verses aren't just comforting. They're reminders that the pace of our journey matters just as much as the destination. So what does it really mean to trust God's timing? Trusting God's timing isn't about waiting for what we want. It's about believing that every moment has purpose, even when we don't understand. Whether you're praying for clarity in your next step, breakthrough in your finances, healing in your body or relationships, or simply the strength to keep going, God has not lost track of your timeline. Even when the answer feels slow, the process is still sacred. God's timing is not just about when, it's about who you're becoming while you wait. Trust grows not by skipping the wait, but by walking through it with purpose, peace, and faith. Here are 4 steps that will help you trust God's timing and wait well, no matter where you are on your journey. 1. Embrace patience as active trust. Patience isn't passive, it's a bold act of faith. Every moment of waiting is an opportunity to strengthen your spiritual muscle. Instead of obsessing over when, try asking what. What is God building in me during this time? What is God revealing in this season? How is God shaping my character, my faith, my heart? Sometimes the greatest growth comes not from moving forward, but from sitting still and letting God work in our way. 2. Deepen your prayer life. When you feel impatient, pray honestly, not just for the outcome, but for strength, peace, and surrender. It's okay to bring your frustrations to God. It's okay to say, "Lord, I don't understand. I'm tired of waiting." Prayer doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be real. Sometimes the most powerful prayers aren't long or eloquent. They sound like this: "God, I trust you, but I'm struggling today. Remind me that you're still working. Help me release what I cannot control." Let your prayer time become a place of release, not performance. Use the space to ask for clarity, for spiritual endurance, for reminders of His presence in the stillness. 2. Remember God's past faithfulness. When the future feels uncertain, look at your history with God. Make a list of times God came through when you didn't expect it. Call it your faith file, because the same God who showed up then is still moving now. Reflect on prayers answered, doors open, lessons learned. Think about the things you once cried over, where healing did come, even if it wasn't on your timeline. Remember, delays aren't denial, they're divine developments. 4. Replace worry with truth. When doubt creeps in, speak truth over it. Try these affirmations: God's timing is perfect, and I trust His plan. What is for me will not pass by me. Even in the waiting, I am growing. Overcomers, I know the waiting feels long sometimes. I know how easy it is to think God is taking too long, or maybe not moving at all. But you don't have to carry the pressure to figure it all out. You don't have to force what only God can unfold. If you are in a waiting season right now, if the answers are slow, if the doors haven't opened yet, if the vision God gave you still feels far away, I want to encourage you from the deepest place in my heart, because here is what I do know. You are not behind. You are not forgotten. You are not being punished. You are not stuck. You are being trusted to carry something greater on the other side of this season. And God is preparing you for what's next, in His way, in His timing. Overcomers, I challenge you this week. Identify one area in your life where you feel impatient. Write it down. Pray over it and ask God to give you strength while you wait, then surrender it to Him. Next week, we're diving into a topic that so many of us avoid: personal finances, how to rewrite our financial story. We're talking about how past experiences with lack, struggle, and money shames can shape your mindset. Now, if this episode spoke to you, would you share it with someone who's in the waiting season too? Let's remind each other that waiting is not wasted. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe so that you will never miss an episode. And you can connect with me on social media at If Only One Overcomes. I would love to hear from you. And as always, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.